This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Not sure, Lee, what there is to say about this match. Both teams locked together on 42 points respectively. Neither in danger of getting to Europe, neither in danger of getting relegated.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I was hoping this was a Sunday live game and Sky could do like a big promo. The battle for eighth spot in the Premier League. That is what it is for, isn't it? You know, it's eighth is as good as they can finish. And I suppose both teams will have an eye on that. I just reminding myself of West Ham's recent record. One win in 10 in all competitions. One win in 9 in the Premier League. It's terrible. You know, they've run out of goals. I was reading about Stuart Downing. Remember when Stuart Downing was the next best thing and he was getting England mentions? Well, he's like, all of the great work he had was pre-New Year. Since the New Year, he's barely had an assist, barely, you know, had anything to do with their forward play. And the goals have dried up. Enner Valencia is expected back this weekend, which may give him a bit of a lift. I'm struggling with who wins it, because the problem with Stoke is, as much as I like watching Stoke, they don't seem to really have much end product for all the good play. I do think it'll be open, though, and I do think there should be goals in this game, because, you know, as poor as West Ham have been, I think the Stoke may drag them into a bit of a game. So I'm going to play a pretty boring one and just go over 2.5 goals in this match, DK.
Over 2.5 goals in the game for Lee. I think it's 21-20, by the way, odds against over 2.5 goals. I think they've struggled without James Tompkins, Lee. I think that's been the problem for West Ham. I know that he's not a big name, but he was talismanic for them early on in the season.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. But I think they've run out of quality players like him, and Valencia has been missing. You know, Sacco had that injury, and I think ever since then, they've just, that momentum that they had seems to have just has left them. And then, you know, the crowd don't really, the crowd don't like the manager, full stop. And that must seep through. You know, there's not a great atmosphere there when they're, especially if they go a goal down against Stoke at home, there'll be people booing this team who, let's be fair, despite the recent run, have done very well this season for them. So yeah, I think it's just a bit of a sour atmosphere. But I think there'll be goals. Maybe 2-1 either way, I think, maybe.
I think, Derek, as well, it could be a similar situation to what's happening at Manchester City. I think Allardyce obviously knows he's on the way out, and I think Manuel Pellegrini probably knows the same thing, and the form's dipped subsequently.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's dipped a lot longer than Man City's has, hasn't it? I mean, I can't remember, apart from that Sunderland game a couple of weeks ago, which they won, but everybody was beating Sunderland then. I can't remember another performance from West Ham. I think Stoke are real good bets here. Remember a few weeks ago, I was a bit unkind to Stoke. I said, you know, their form's dipped a bit, but they'd actually just won 3 straight games. But since then, since I said that, they've lost 3 straight, so maybe I preempted that. But I do fancy them here, though. I just think Stoke are still playing. I think Stoke is seeing the season out, even though they don't have to, really. Whereas West Ham aren't. West Ham gave up the ghost a while ago, and I think there's a bit of value about the Potters here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.